This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the call-in lines. You can call in with whatever is on your mind. But, of course, we have brought things to the table tonight. And who are the we? Well, it's me, Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And, Chris, I brought in a couple of stories that I'm actually surprised you did not bring in as well. And we're going to start with one of them.
I just had a feeling you were going to bring them in, so why waste my time?
Well, because generally if more than one host brings something in, we definitely start the show with it.
Okay.
But we're starting the show with this anyway, and that would be an update from the Bundy Ranch situation. Or actually the Malheur Wildlife situation that was sort of an outgrowth of sorts from the Bundy Ranch situation that was tied in with something else. And without going through all of the backstory, let me just give you the update from Reuters. The first of 26 people on trial for their roles in the week-long takeover of the Oregon Wildlife Refuge in January has been sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison, according to the Oregonian. Corey LeCou was sentenced on Tuesday in federal court in Oregon for conspiracy in connection with the takeover of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. In addition to time in prison, he was also sentenced under a plea deal to 3 years of supervised release. Now, there's a little bit more to this story from Reuters, but in a somewhat related bit of news, from the Bundy Ranch, somebody that lives here in New Hampshire also recently took a plea deal. And, Chris, I think you might have more info on that.
Yeah, a local guy from here in New Hampshire, Jerry DeLamus. His wife is Sue DeLamus, who's a state representative here. He was...
That's his wife.
Yep, his wife. He was fairly involved in the Bundy Ranch, and he had gone out to the Malheur situation to try to broker a peace deal. After he was out there, then they picked him up here in New Hampshire and sent him off to federal prison, and he also has taken a plea deal. It was kind of noteworthy because he was also the co-chair of the Trump for President Veterans Coalition. So he had made some waves there, too, with some people. So, evidently, they're pushing very, very hard for the pleas.
Do we know what hit? And they always push hard for a plea deal because it makes their job very easy. They don't actually have to prove that anything happened. They just have to file some paperwork that said, yep, this person said he's guilty. Do we know what the sentence is on Jerry DeLamus?
Yeah, I think I can pull that up. I'm just going to read from the story here a little bit. Gerald DeLamus, a New Hampshire activist who stepped up as a co-chair of the Trump for President's Veterans Coalition last summer, is accused of being a, quote, mid-level leader and organizer in a conflict at the Bundy Ranch in Bunkersville, where right-wing activists faced off with federal officials in dispute about grazing rights on public lands. Federal Judge Gloria Navarro said she received a signed plea agreement from DeLamus in court, filed on Tuesday, and the 61-year-old is scheduled for an official plea hearing on the 23rd of August. DeLamus, who was known as Jerry, is the first of 19 defendants in the 2014 standoff case to sign a plea deal. Another jailed activist could follow suit in advance of a jury trial scheduled to begin in 2017. There's your right to a speedy trial. I'm trying to go through this and see if I have any details. I don't think there are any details until they get to that actual plea hearing. I think that's when they'll announce what it is he will get. But as typical of the government, typical of prosecutors, you know, they threw a laundry list of charges at him, and, you know, it's easier for them. They got more leverage to get a plea out of somebody when they stack up a laundry list of charges and say you're facing 381 years in prison.
Right. It's what I call the spaghetti poo theory of prosecution, to where you just bundle as many charges as you can think of that are even tangentially related to what the person did.
Right.
You throw it all up against the wall and you see what sticks.
Yep.
And so it's a, what is it? Is it spaghetti made out of poo?
No, no, no. You're mixing the spaghetti with the poo.
So the sauce is poo sauce.
Sure. Sure. Just use your imagination.
Or don't.
This is disgusting.
Just use your imagination. But, you know, like you throw stuff up against the wall. Some of it sticks. Some of it doesn't. But that's what they do with this prosecution stuff, to where they'll stack up these charges. We know a guy who, there was actually a documentary made about him, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, where he was arrested 5 times in the course of a year, wound up racking up somewhere close to like 10 charges. They were threatening him with 11 years in prison, and he wound up taking a plea deal to where they dropped a bunch of the charges, and right. That's what they do. They're like, hey, look, if we wind up going to trial, you know you're not going to be found not guilty on this stuff. So if you just go ahead and say that you're guilty, we'll drop half of these charges, and then maybe you'll get some probation.
Yeah, and I hate to see these things happen. I personally believe that both the Bundy and the Malheur events were landmark events in the fight for liberty. I really do. I think any time you have people willing to stand up against the federal government and stand up against the guns of the federal government, literally stand up against the guns, I think that's substantial. And I can only imagine what level of pressure is on these guys. I don't know Jerry. We have lots of friends in common, friends in real life. I know his wife. He's not the type of guy I would think that would easily go for a plea. You know,
right, but again, if they're telling you, if you don't take this plea,
oh, yeah,
you'll be in prison for the rest of your natural life plus some.
Right.
You will never see your wife again. You will never see your kids again. You will never see anybody that you know.
But is that all there is in these cases? Is that all there is? Is it just literally that? Or is it also, you know, you wouldn't want anything to happen to any of your loved ones. You wouldn't want your family to be looked down upon. We wouldn't want to have to go back through and make sure that your wife Sue's taxes are all in order. Do you know what I mean? I'm saying that, yes, absolutely, they threaten you with incarceration.
That might be happening, but not as an official part of the plea deal.
And I am not asserting that it is, but I'm certainly saying that the possibility there exists, and that's been done in a lot of other cases.
Certainly. And, you know, because we do know that at least one of these guys is going to a federal prison. And there was some big news out of the Department of Justice today, apparently, about some federal prisons. But I've heard that it might only be affecting maybe a handful. And that would be the claim by the Department of Justice that they will not be at the federal level using what are called private prisons.
Yeah, so that story we have from the Washington Post, the Justice Department plans to end its use of private prisons after officials concluded the facilities are both less safe and less effective at providing correctional services than those run by the government.
Now, we know that there are some of these, you know, quote-unquote private prisons where they pride themselves on, it only costs us $1 a day to feed our inmates, or all of these other, you know, outlandish claims. But these private institutions also have contracts with governing entities where the government will guarantee a housing population of a certain percent. I've seen things as high as 95%, and on the low end, they guarantee 80% capacity.
Yeah. And for the government to guarantee we will incarcerate that many people. This story to me is the ultimate libertarian double-edged sword. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and we'll, so on one hand...
We'll get into
okay.
this
okay.
in just a moment, but your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. 855-450-FREE. It can be about private prisons, the Bundy Ranch, the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, or the Cajun Navy. What's that all about? We'll get into it. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, we have Skype, username lrn.fm.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. If you have Bitcoin, then you need to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's the Jax wallet, J-A-X-X. You can find it at jax.io or in the App Store of your choice, whether it be the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And this thing is unlike any other Bitcoin wallet that exists. You can hold your Bitcoin, you can hold your Ether, and now you can hold Dash, all in the same wallet. More currencies are to come, and there's Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It's created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio, who's also the creator of CryptoKit. It's easy to use, it's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Let's go to the fun, to the phones and the fun. We've got Zach calling in from Illinois. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. So I wanted to bring something to light that I don't know if you've heard much about, but there was, it's two interesting stories in contrast. So you guys have been talking about the Oregon ranchers and the fact that for standing up for your rights and being, you know, out in your libertarian stance or whatever, these people were defending their land. They started a backfire or whatever. Then the 74-year-old guy could very well die in prison, just like, you know, people have died in prison before for not paying taxes. And there's a story relatively recently about this Vanderbilt football player. And him and three other football players, they were some African-American gentlemen. They gang-raped a Vanderbilt female. She was a white female. And at the end of raping her, one of the men stood up, urinated on her face, and said, "This is for 200 years of slavery." This man received 15 years in prison, the minimum sentence for the, you know, the crime. And after a long court battle and the girl saying, you know, "Please give this guy the maximum sentence," he got the minimum sentence. And then you have a 74-year-old man possibly dying in prison. Now, this is how messed up our legal system is. Yeah. These people, it's insane. Like, the
well, if you want a real comparison, contrast sort of thing, look at what happened with the Stanford football player that raped an unconscious girl behind a dumpster and wound up getting, I believe, 6 months worth of probation. Whereas at least the guy in Vanderbilt wound up getting, you know, some prison time. Zach, thanks for the call. Let's go to...
But you know, those are just slave on slave violence. What this man did was violence to the state, you know, to royalty, and that's just a no-no. They've got to make an example of this guy so it doesn't happen again.
The only real crime is disobedience to the state. That's why people who possess plants wind up going to prison for longer periods of time than people who actually wind up creating victims. Let's go to Neil calling in from Arizona, listening on K-Talks. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, guy, if Paul Harvey wasn't dead, I'd be waiting to hear the rest of the story. You guys were talking about these guys from the Bundy Ranch took plea bargains and they were convicted of something. But you didn't tell us the rest of the story. What did they plea bargain to? What did they actually get convicted of?
Let me pull that back up. The article that I had from Reuters had only mentioned that he was charged with conspiracy, but it did not say conspiracy to do what. Continuing down, pled guilty to a count of conspiracy to impede an officer of the U.S. government. So that was the charge. Just he conspired to prevent a government employee from doing what government employees are supposed to do.
Take care of us.
Are these guys that were up on the bridge with the rifles, with the scopes on them, and they're charging?
No. This guy was at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. So he was one of the people that went to the wildlife refuge in Oregon. This was not one of the people that was at the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah, and the story I was referring to was one of the gentlemen who is charged for Bundy Ranch, apparently.
Right,
the
so Jerry
first
DeLamis,
one, Jerry DeLamis.
He was at both the Bundy Ranch and the Malheur Refuge.
Yeah, not as active at Malheur, but very active. And one of the first people on the ground at Bundy. He was, you know, basically when he heard the story, he called up the Bundys on the phone, said, "What do you need?" And he and some other guys loaded into a pickup truck, took off right then, drove nonstop to Nevada.
Neil, thanks for the call. So do we know what the charges were against Jerry DeLamis? Do you still have that pulled up?
Yeah, I pulled it up again, but the defendants are accused of a slew of serious offenses, including conspiracy to impede and injure federal officers, assault on officers, because if you point a gun at an officer, that is considered assault, threatening law enforcement, obstruction of justice, unlawful use of firearms, and interfering with interstate commerce by extortion. So, really?
And you had mentioned the assault on a police officer. We also know from at least one incident here in New Hampshire that probably happened about a decade ago. If a police officer bumps into you while you're walking down the street, that's assault on a police officer as well.
Certainly can be.
As far as us civilians are concerned, if I point a weapon at you, could that be considered assault?
That is considered assault. Oh, no, you mean one...
If Conan points a gun at
yeah.
you,
yeah.
that's...
That's a chargeable. It may not be exactly assault.
It's not necessarily assault, but it's something.
Threatening with a deadly weapon.
Right, and the way they have some of these statutes or ordinances, whatever you want to call them, the way they have some of them written, when you think of it, you know, at first you're like, wait, that doesn't sound right. But then when you read the definition of the offense, you're like, oh, that definitely fits because, you know, Section B says blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. So it would be interesting to know if Conan pointed a gun at me, whether that would be an equal charge to pointing a gun at a police officer.
No.
Really? One would think that we're both human beings, mm-hmm. me and this fictitious police officer. You pointed a gun at us, it should be charged the same way, but that's never going to be the case.
Or rarely,
or you point the gun at a president. No, Secret Service, I am not advocating that or suggesting it in any way.
If you were, then you would wind up being convicted of something and sent to a federal prison. But now, at least, it will not be a private federal prison, and I'm using air quotes around that, and we'll get back into that double-edged sword of liberty. And, of course, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in about whatever is on your mind, even if you're not actually listening to the show, which we encourage you to do so. But there are times when people call in with topics that are just totally, you know, unrelated to whatever the conversation, and I sort of ask myself, is this person listening to the show? And let's find out. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live, and before you get into whatever you called about, I have to ask, do you actually listen to the show?
Well, you know what? I was listening to the show because I was on hold for like 10, 15 minutes.
You were actually on hold for about 4.
Yeah, that's the only time I get to listen because I have a dumb phone, and I don't know how to listen to the show on the computer. I don't have a...
Well, I can actually tell you how you can listen to the show using that dumb phone where you don't have to download an app and you don't have to worry about being connected to the internet. You can call 641-793-9660. That's the LRN audio on demand line where you can listen to all of the live shows from the Liberty Radio Network live. Again, 641-793-9660, and you press 2 to hear Free Talk Live, and then when you're listening at any time, you can press 0 to give us your feedback. So, Sarah, you're now on the show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, you know something? I just want to bring out a point that, you know, when we have a large voter turnout, it happens to be a win for the Democrats. Bernie Sanders have mentioned that during when he was campaigning, that the huge voter turnout means a guarantee for the Democrats. So, you know, and the reason is because for every one Republican, there's about like five Democrats.
That depends on where you are.
That's true. Depending on where you're at.
There are places in New Hampshire to where self-described undeclared voters, and that's what anybody that's not a Republican or a Democrat is classified in New Hampshire, undeclared voters in some places outnumber both Republicans and Democrats. But one thing that I will say is that whether the voter turnout is big or whether the voter turnout is small, you want to know who wins? The people that want more government.
Yeah, but so what are the demographics like where you're at, Sarah, if I can ask? Is it a mostly Democrat or mostly Republican? And second question is, are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, I am a Democrat. New Mexico, our Democrat, the whole state is actually Democrat. But the thing is
about 2-1 margin, yes.
Here's the thing is that what the problem is that sometimes we vote red. We mm-hmm. turn out red because voter apathy. The people believe that it doesn't make any difference. They don't see the difference between Trump or Hillary. They don't get excited. But the thing is.
So do you think there's a difference between Trump and Hillary? Other than one wears pantsuits and the other one has some god-awful hair?
Well, the thing about it is that I do notice a slight difference. I mean, not much. But, you know, I'm on the, what you call the economic, the low totem pole. I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I'm low income, so it does make a big difference whether I get more food stamps or not, or Medicaid, or I get more Section 8 housing. So it's a big deal for me. But
right.
It seems like most of the people can't, they just figure that they're going to get screwed by one person or another. But here's the thing is that the labor unions in Albuquerque, they actually put that sick day, pay work day, just to bring out the Democratic voter. It's a very calculated, strategic effort.
Right, right.
And they had to fight this very hard. They were going to make them put the long version, like 6 paragraphs and 300 words. But we don't have any room. So they had to fight very hard. And the whole point is whether it wins or passes or it doesn't matter. The whole thing is it will bring out the Democrat voters and win Bernalillo County or state of New Mexico.
Right.
Or Hillary. And that's the strategy.
So I got to ask,
can I
ask you another question? You're a Democrat, and I'm right. guessing you voted in the primary. Who did you support?
For me, I voted for Hillary.
Really? What do you like about Hillary? What did you like better about her than Bernie Sanders?
Well, but the thing about it is that, you know, Bernie Sanders was, like, really far left. I mean, he was idealistic, but most of America is center to the left, middle to the left. So we're looking at reality. She had the most potential. Her ideas has a possibility of defeating Trump.
Gotcha.
You know,
so you were being more pragmatic about it. You wanted to.
Practical. Yeah.
Okay.
You wanted to be able to say that you voted for the winner.
Well, I think she was trying to be realistic about the best chance for getting a Democrat elected.
You know, I think Americans are more comfortable with corrupt politicians. That's what we're used to, and so we've got to keep them going.
We do seem to have a bit of a streak going with that.
Sarah, thanks for the call. And speaking of corrupt politicians, there's the claims that Hillary might wind up going to prison, but thanks to the Department of Justice, she will not be going to one of these so-called private prisons, at least not at the federal level. Chris, you briefly got into this article. Let's jump back into it.
Yeah, we got about a paragraph into it. But this is from the Washington Post. Justice Department says it will end use of private prisons. The Justice Department plans to end its use of private prisons after officials concluded the facilities are both less safe and less effective at providing correctional services than those run by the government. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates announced the decision on Thursday in a memo that instructs officials to either decline to renew the contracts for private prison operators when they expire or, quote, substantially reduce, unquote, the contract scope. The goal, Yates wrote, is, quote, reducing and ultimately ending our use of privately operated prisons, unquote.
You know, if this is true, it's kind of mind-boggling to think that there's an entity out there that is less efficient than government. But I'm assuming that the true motivations behind this are more power in the hands of the state, being able to throw down their regulations the way they see fit. I think they're just using the excuse that the private prisons are not as efficient at correcting these individuals.
I think there's no justification likely that weighed into this as to the efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
I think what this is all coming down to is budgets. And it's interesting because I look at it and I say, okay, having a bigger budget for the federal government apparently is now more important than getting all those campaign donations and all that money flowing in from the prison industrial complex. So it will be interesting to see if Congress pushes back on this and says, whoa, 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 you've got to let the free market reign because they're the ones that are paying basically.
But is it really a free market when there's a contract where a government entity guarantees a prison population of somewhere between 80 to 95%?
I need to work on my use of sarcasm. That was intended as sarcasm. There is no free market. I'm talking about whether the prison industrial complex has willing congressmen to bribe. So, yeah, but I can hear them, railing on the floor of the House. Our free market solutions, we have to move forward with this. Of course it's
if, not. And I'm wondering if this might have something to do with more and more states legalizing marijuana. If they might foreseeably see fewer prisoners in the future. And so they want.
But cannabis is still illegal at the federal level.
They want to rein
this
back in. This
would not have anything to do with state level private prisons. This is only talking about the 13 or so private prisons that had federal contracts. Your calls and thoughts on this are welcome. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment. But I know a lot of you listening want to reach other people with the ideas of liberty. Have you ever thought about doing it from the back of your car? Well, you can do that with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. One of my favorites is the bumper sticker that says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. And they've got a lot more. And they even have some kind of deal to where if you buy over 100 stickers, and you might be thinking, what would I ever do with 100 bumper stickers? Well, you could, you know, set up at a flea market, sell your bumper stickers, or you could just try to cover your entire car with bumper stickers. I actually tried to do that once, wound up covering the entire back end, and then I was like, this is getting too difficult to try and get everything lined up just properly, so I gave up. But I did wind up having about 55 bumper stickers on the back end of a vehicle one time, and the vast majority came from LibertyStickers.com. Let's go to Dennis calling in from Florida, I believe. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Have you guys seen the rise in police brutality and violence against police lately in the news? And, like, it really does seem like, you know, police violence and violence against police is on the rise. And I got to say, there's an easy solution to this. Let's cut back on some of the laws, because think about this. If you get pulled over and you know you got drugs on you, or let's just say something small, you run the risk of going to jail, though, and that's basically giving your life away. Now, that thought crosses your head for the small amount of people out there. If I kill them, I'll get away scot-free. You have a good chance of actually getting away scot-free, to be truthful. If you really do shoot a police officer, just you and him on the side of the road, you know, he dies, you'll get away, more than likely. Like,
I think that's an absolutely horrible idea, and I've never actually heard a story of someone actually getting away. They might, you know, for a day or two, but then generally they wind up either getting killed themselves or going to prison for a very, very long time.
And I think the likely situation is the guy's on parole for some previous nonviolent, you know what I mean? That they've already entered the system. They've either a violent or a nonviolent offense. They've already been in. They know if they get popped for anything one more time, then the world pretty much ends for them again. And I think that probably sparks a whole bunch of people either running or turning. But root cause, I mean, I think you nailed it. When we get down to why we see an increase in violence against police or police against citizens,
and actually,
it's a war on drugs.
If you look at the statistics, there's actually fewer assaults on police or shooting of police than there have been in a really long time in this country.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen recent numbers. I've seen like 2015, 2014 numbers.
The last spike was early 1970s, and before that, The huge spike was prohibition.
Sure. Alcohol prohibition. Right. And
so,
Chris,
right now it's non-existent compared to those two spikes.
And one of the reasons you're not seeing statistics from May of 2016 is the way reporting of statistics happen, you're not getting statistics until the following year.
Absolutely. And I'm just saying that there have been a number of high profile issues of violence against police, and there have been there have always been a lot of, we see lots of YouTube videos of assaults on citizens by police, but there's no standardized way of reporting either, or even the discharge of weapons,
right,
to a central database.
And one thing interesting out of Dallas, where probably the most recent high profile attack against police happened, the Dallas police actually saw a huge increase in the number of applicants for people wanting to become police in Dallas.
Oh, really?
So the claim by people that are advocating, well, just shoot the cops, and Dennis, thank you for the call. The claim by people advocating for shooting the cops is, well, then nobody will want to be a cop. But statistics actually don't support that. It looks like more people are trying to become cops because then people are like, oh, well, then I can go, just like shoot all the bad people.
Yeah, the most effective
and it's
way.
It's okay because I'd be a cop.
The most effective way to prevent people from joining the force is to keep showing these YouTube videos of police brutality. Just, it's going to take time, but actually going out like Daryl said, and actually using force against them, it only makes it worse. It really does.
And I'm not saying that everybody that winds up applying to be a police officer just wants to go, be a badge heavy and shoot and kill people.
Right,
but there certainly are some people that do that.
There are, but I would argue, just based on my own interaction, my own friends that are in law enforcement, with all my interactions with actually knowing backgrounds, I think most of them actually do it because they are going to make a difference. Then the Stanford experiment kicks in.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then
right.
things change. I think we have systemic problems, but I don't believe people inherently just decide they're going to be police officers.
But I'm thinking when you see the sorts of number increases, like what happened in Dallas of after a police shooting, this huge spike of people applying to be police officers, you can't attribute that to, all of these people just all of a sudden want to be, these bastions of humanity trying to make the world a better place.
I don't think
we'll continue the conversation, but let's go to Parker calling in on Skype. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Daryl. Hey, Mark.
Mark is not here. It's Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
You can call me Mark.
don't call me Mark.
I have this interesting question for you guys, which is, in a voluntary society, how would the criminal justice system operate from accusation to prison?
You're wanting us to explain to you how freedom would work, basically.
Well, I have the idea that basically, in a voluntary society, from accusation to prison, you'd have these firms that would work kind of like a little bit like insurance companies or something like that, where they protect your life, liberty, and property, and you pay a monthly premium. And from there, how it would work is if there's an accusation against you, they defend you and do what they can to protect your life, liberty, and property. And there's just all these different things.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got some ideas about it. Why don't you continue?
But the question, are we dealing with prisons or are we dealing with some kind of situation where these people are tried to be rehabilitated, work camps maybe, where they pay back their
restitution as opposed to
just sitting in
punishment.
A cell rotting and not doing anything except charging the taxpayers who are paying for this program?
How about a chain gang?
Well, restitution would arguably be the best thing to do. So if Party A is accused by Party B for name a crime, any crime.
Stealing. They stole your car.
So Party B accuses Party A of theft. Now, from there, Party B will have their...
They'll file a claim.
Evidentiary hearings.
They'll file a claim, and their legal counsel will go to Party A and say, hey, you are suspected of theft. We need to know who your proper legal counsel is so that then we can discuss this with them and we can investigate further.
I'm representing myself.
Yep. Or you can't afford to – Party A can't afford to hire a they don't have insurance.
Right. Represent myself. So, now what?
So in that situation, and you guys – essentially you're playing devil's advocate at this point. So in that case, they would have to talk directly with them. They'd have to essentially interview with the suspect, and if they thought that the suspect was a prime suspect and they needed to hold on to them or apprehend them so that they don't flee or whatever.
So how's that different from how it works now? Other than you're saying it would not be a coercive monopoly that does the interview and the holding?
Well, right now in the system, if you can't pay for an attorney, that'll be provided for you. So it's provided by the state.
Not necessarily. Here in New Hampshire, you have to pay for the public defender to come in and pretend to represent you. Parker, thanks for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 2 coming up next. 855 450 free. And, of course, there's also Skype. Username is lrn.fm.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.